Hey, if you're still here, thank you very much. I also wanted to let you know that you, while you can still consume the audio version of this, I do have video available that's on YouTube, right? Same channel, as same name as everything else, LVX Media Net. So you can watch it, see the cards and stuff, rather than just listening to it. So there you go. Have fun. Another ooky spooky session begins. This is your reading for the week of December 8th through December 14th. This week is Tarot of the Divine. So before I start, I want you to think of a question that you have coming into this, a general inquiry, and I want you to put that like in your mind's eye. So keep that in mind all throughout the whole fucking shebang here. So, starting with first position is our essence of the week. We've got the inverted lovers. Typical keywords for this are indecision, detachment, disharmony, or conflict. So, yeah, not a great start, but it gets better, I promise. Useful perspective, Two of Cups, this is the fucking exact opposite. Unity, partnership, connection. And in our third position here, we have what we make time for, the Six of Swords. This is learning lessons and moving forward with our lives. In the fourth position, this is our mindfulness or relaxation technique, the Page of Pentacles. This is the archetype of a planner, someone who is studious, consistent, persistent. You get the idea. And in our fifth position, the overall guiding message is the Ace of Cups. Here is creativity, intuition, emotional awakening, that kind of stuff. For our accoutrement, like the non-tarot stuff, sixth instinct, we've got the Twin Flame. The message of this is to evolve spiritually, to harmonize with the universe, the grander scheme of the world. Our angel number is 1616. This is readjustment. We're overcoming obstacles, finding support and comfort. Our true intention here is the perspective. I value your opinion. And for our standard sort of cartomancy, standard deck of cartomancy is the Two of Spades. This is very similar to the lovers inverted. It's disharmony, disagreements, bad news, separations. So let's get into it. This isn't the best card to get to start the week, but there's a whole lot of upside throughout the rest of the reading. So the inverted lovers, like I said, represents conflict or disharmony. So it seems the week is beginning with a breakup of some kind in our lives. It doesn't necessarily mean a romantic breakup, right? Could be a career change, could be falling out with a family member, could be anything. But so you'll have to see how it plays out, obviously. But the perspective to keep in mind is the opposite of what the lover says. And this is a card that the message of it is to build partnerships, foster unity, and create new connections with other people. So my thinking here is that while the essence of the week may have us feeling like things are falling apart, it's important to, this might be like a fake it till you make it kind of positive attitude regarding connecting with other people instead of just retreating to our hidey holes, because I'm very guilty of this. If some shit goes sour, I pull away. I have to for at least a day or something. But so what we should make time for, even if we do retreat a little bit to lick our wounds, is to learn from the situation. The Dalai Lama, I wanted to use his observation or whatever his advice was: when you lose, don't lose the lesson. And it's a really apt way of framing the Six of Swords altogether. So if the situation is a breakup, This isn't to say that one, you should just go out and start trying to date again, but reflect on what may have led to the disharmony and try to change for the better. I think that our friends, our close friends, people we trust, our family members are the best source of community for the time being. Because if it's like a work-related situation, maybe, I don't know, maybe you get canned, maybe you quit. Whatever the case is, you don't have coworkers. But the Six of Swords is not done. Learning lessons from our mistakes does not necessarily matter all that much if we don't take another shot at whatever it is we're recovering from based on these two, right? And the Page of Pentacles in this position, I think that this is perfect when we take time to... So the relaxation and mindfulness technique. Sorry, I lost my mind for a second. This is where we plan what our next moves are. The Page of Pentacles in this position is perfect. If we're going to be pulling away from whatever the situation is, this is ideally what we would do as we ruminate on the whatever problem. The Six of Swords, I think, gave us the permission structure to not just accept reality, right? But to identify how we may have been at fault at this, at whatever it is. No one's perfect. We all make mistakes. And ideally, we should learn something from them. And I think that the Page of Pentacles creates the permission structure to plan our rebound from whatever it is that happened. The fun adage I always see on the internet, like if you have a bad breakup, it's always lawyer up, delete Facebook and hit the gym, right? I think it actually does fit really well in the moment if we don't take it quite so literally. So I think lawyering up in the context of the reading to me feels like the Six of Swords and the Page of Pentacles, in with that we're going to recover from the situation, I think, emotionally or mentally. Hitting the gym, for our purposes, this could be a literal thing, but it can also could also be taken to mean that learning from our situation, we need to come out better for the experience, right? And deleting Facebook, I think, is it's both these two and this one in so much. Don't try to hold on to something that's dead, right? If it's gone, then what the fuck is the point of trying to hold on to it? For what? The sake of comfort and familiarity? The Ace of Cups here, as our guiding message, is one of following our intuition and embracing our potential for self-actualization. Whatever the problem is, the shit's done, homie. The guiding message from coming from on high is to move on. I don't think it can be put any more clearly than that. The message of the overall reading has been cutting ropes, dropping the bullshit, and moving on. So, not sure how much more clearly it needs to be said. For the supplemental cards, they're all in the same wheelhouse of the tarot spread, right? The Twin Flame, the Sixth Instinct right here, this calls on us to grow spiritually so that we can find our place in the grander scheme of the universe. The Angel number, very much aligned with that, 1616 being that of new beginnings with new people. These are the types of bonds that, according to the card, they'll feel like missing pieces coming into place when you establish those connections with people. And the True Intention perspective, I think it's a reminder of not pulling away for too long and to seek outside perspectives on whatever it is, the situation that you're having. If you want to learn from it and move on from it, it might be a good idea to get some outside advice. And The standard cartomancy, the two of spades, it aligns with the essence of the week. It's disharmony. It's the same shit. The moon phase, that I did not mention up top, it's a waxing gibbous all week. Now, this would mean that this is time to get shit into gear if it isn't already. Because as the full moon comes, that's when we start reaching the blossoming point, right? And that's gonna be like next week. So start lining shit up if you haven't already. And you remember the question? The one that I mentioned at the very top? Get that one like centered in your mind. Well, the coin flip was no. I hope that is the most helpful answer, the necessary answer. That does not always align with what we want. Like I had said about why, like, don't holding on to something that's already faded away. Yeah. What else? Last thing. The crystal, the one I picked out, is the Moonstone. It's for intuition, listening to our intuition, listening to our better angels, I guess, trusting our instinct, which I think is going to be really key when we're recovering from whatever the situation we're dealing with. That's it. That's all I got for the week. If you would like to see how all of this gets put together, you can go to patreon.com/lvxmedianet. Get yourself hooked up on the spooky tier. And I put the video out. It's how I get all of the cards, how everything comes out. The whole little ritual of cleansing the fucking shit and all that. So, that's the Patreon stuff. And if you would like a personal reading, I do offer them. The website, lvxmedia.net, hit the spooky button there and fill out the fucking little form that I got. And yeah, it says on there that their readings are free. They're completely free. I do not require that you give me money for one, to do one for you. So keep that in mind. But because they're free, like, I'll get to it when I get to it kind of stuff. So if you do want it faster or sooner, then yeah, it's throwing me a little change wouldn't hurt. But that's it. I'm curious to hear how this reading lands for you, especially as we get into the latter days of the week. So definitely let me know wherever it is that you're listening to this or watching this, ideally watching. So yeah, that'll be it for this week. I'll be back next week, same Ookie time, same spooky place. We'll see you then.